الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment which I have been anticipating has finally arrived. Alhamdulillah, Fasl fil Iman bil Qadr, chapter on the belief in Qadr. And Qadr, we will see what it means, but it is usually translated to English as decree, as in D-E-C-R-E-E, or preordainment, or destiny. Different words are used. Perhaps the most common and accurate is decree. Yeah. Ala kulli hal, sometimes pre-decree, just for your information. This is a topic, as I said before, concerning which many Muslims are confused. People of knowledge, as in not scholars, but people who have some orientation or some inclination towards, you know, seeking knowledge. This remains a very complicated issue to many, and they really don't have a right, the grasp on the subject and how to understand it in the context of the Quran and the Sunnah, and the understanding of the righteous predecessors. And like I said, there were many groups that deviated from mainstream orthodox teachings of Islam because of Qadr. And we had the Qadariyya and the Jabariyya, as we will see as we move on, inshallah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, and Allah is our witness that we love him for the sake of Allah, even though we never met the Shaykh, but Shaykh al-Islam is Shaykh al-Islam. The Sufis don't like him, may Allah guide them, but the Muslims continue to benefit from his work and his knowledge and his fatawa and the books which he has authored up until the moment, and unless Allah was otherwise, until the end of time. And so he was given the title Shaykh al-Islam because he really was the Shaykh of Islam during his time. And he, he was, the ulama say, any science which he would speak of, you will think that he was specialized in it. Which is a unique character. Not that many people can do that. Yani some people may have, you know, general information on some things, but he's really good in fiqh, for example. Or very good in tafsir, but anything he discussed, you will think, oh, this is his field of expertise. And he basically encompassed everything pertaining to the Islamic knowledge in a manner which is clear. And he died in prison. He was in prison 3 times, in Alexandria, in Cairo, and in Damascus. And he died in prison because of fatwa which he issued. Nothing else. He didn't commit any crime. He gave verdicts that Sufis during his time and the grave worshippers were not very fond of. And as a result of that, they complained to the Amir during that time, the Sultan. And the Sultan, you know, took their advice, and he debated with them. He silenced all of them, and so he still was imprisoned because of, you know, the inciting the Wali, the ruler, against him. And when he entered prison, he found that the people were, you know, wasting their time playing cards and you know, abandoning Salaam alaykum salaam rahmatullah. And so he reprimanded them and he reminded them of Allah and started giving durus in the prison, so much so that the prison became an Islamic university. Not only that, when the students' time was up, the prison time was up, and they told them, okay, now you're free, they wouldn't go. Okay, so his time is up, he's been there for 10 years, so you're free to go. They wouldn't go, because their sheikh is over there. So they stayed in prison to seek knowledge. So he turned the prison into a school. So he was a very blessed man. That was 700 years ago. In the end of 600, I think he died in the beginning of 700. 700, the 7th century, or that would be the 8th century in the Islamic calendar. Rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatullahi ala kulli hal, you can find his, alaykum salam, you can find his biography all over the place online in English. This put Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, even Wikipedia will give you their 2 cents on the issue. Ala kulli hal, he said, وتؤمن الفرقة الناجية أهل السنة والجماعة بالقدر خيره وشره. And الفرقة الناجية is the saved sect. أهل السنة والجماعة believe in قدر, the good and the bad thereof, the good and the evil. We can use bad or we can use evil, no problem. الشرح, the explanation of Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen. قوله الفرقة الناجية أهل السنة والجماعة. سبق تعريفها والكلام عنها في أول الكتاب. Who is the saved sect and the أهل السنة والجماعة? It has already been explained in the beginning of the book. If you missed it, I'm sorry. But the good news is everything has been recorded on these recorders. So we actually have the very first dars, which is what, 3 years ago? 2 to 3 years ago, the very first dars is available in MP3 for your convenience. If you want it, you can talk to me later, inshallah. وقوله بالقدر خيره وشره. القدر في اللغة بمعنى التقدير. قدر, linguistically, means تقدير. تقدير is measurement. تقدير is actually a form of measuring something. Measurement. قال تعالى إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Verily everything we have created with measurement, with a measured, specific measurement. It is not random, haphazard, something along these lines. It's been measured precisely, precise measurement. وقال تعالى فقدرنا فنعم القادرون. And we measured, and how excellent is our measurement. This Allah Azza wa Jalla speaking about himself in Surah Al-Mursalat. وأما القضاء فهو في اللغة الحكم. Now because we have قضاء and قدر, you hear all the time قضاء and قدر. قدر الله ما شاء فعل. The قضاء وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. You hear both terms. Sometimes they use interchangeably, as we will see in a little bit. But first, قضاء في اللغة والحكم. It's really judgment. That's what we call the judge. What do we call him? Alhamdulillah, قاضي. Correct? جميل. ولهذا نقول أن القضاء والقدر متباينان إن اجتمعا. This is why we say قضاء and قدر are distinct if they are mentioned together. They are distinct, they're different in meaning if mentioned together. ومترادفان إن تفرقا. And they are synonyms if used separately. Are you with me on the same page? يعني if you read a sentence where in the same sentence or in the same context you read قضاء and قدر, each one will have its own specific meaning. However, if used with not in the same context, then when you say قضاء, you can say قدر instead, and when you say قدر, you can say قضاء instead, because they use the synonyms. Together, there's a variation, separate, they're synonyms. Are we on the same page? Beautiful. على حد قول العلماء هما كلمتان إن اجتمعتا افترقتا وإن افترقتا اجتمعتا. How do you like that Arabic? According to one of the scholars, or the way they put it, there are two words. If they come together, if they're used together, then they separate. And if they are separate, then they come together. Same thing, what we said earlier. فَإِذَا قِيلَ هَذَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ شَامِلٌ لِلْقَضَاءِ. If one says, this is the qadr of Allah, included is the qadr of Allah. You don't need to use it because it's synonymous in this context. أَمَّا إِذَا ذُكِرَا جَمِيعًا. However, if they are mentioned simultaneously, فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا مَعْنَى. Everyone will have its own independent meaning. There's another thing actually. There are a few things in Islam that have that same thing. And I can't seem to recall right now the actual example where the scholars say these two words. Oh, okay, like for example, al-birr wa taqwa. Al-birr and taqwa. Or words of this sort, the ulama say if they come together, they have different meanings. If not, then every bar is a taqi, and every taqi is a bar. Everyone whose birr is righteousness, and taqwa is piety. Yeah, and your righteousness is piety. You cannot be righteous unless you're pious. You cannot be pious unless you are righteous. But when they come together, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, then each one will have its own specific meaning. If not, then when you say birr, taqwa is included. When you say taqwa, birr is included. Are we on the same page? Beautiful. فَإِذَا قِنَا, we said that already. فَالتَّقْدِيرُ هُوَ مَا قَدَّرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْأَزَلِ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي خَلْقِهِ. Then, taqdeer, measurement, is what Allah willed will happen in the beginning of everything. In His creation, whatever Allah willed will take place and occur in His creation, this is the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal. What He measured to occur and take place. وَأَمَّا الْقَضَىٰ, as for qada, فَهُوَ مَا قَضَىٰ بِهِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي خَلْقِهِ مِنْ إِجَادٍ أَوْ إِعْدَامٍ أَوْ تَغْيِيرٍ. وَعَلَى هَذَا يَكُونُ التَّقْدِيرُ صَادِقًا. Qada, however, is whatever Allah decreed will happen in His creation in terms of bringing something into existence or keeping it non-existent, taghir, alteration. And according to this principle, taqdeer comes before qada. Taqdeer comes before, because taqdeer is whatever Allah willed will happen from the beginning. Qada is the actual happening, the actual decree of the things which Allah had willed, whether they wind up coming into existence or not. Allah may will that this will exist and that will not exist. Of course, that which Allah willed never to exist, we will never know about it because it never existed. Or that which Allah willed to change. So now, in terms of sequence, taqdeer, then qada. Taqdeer, measurement, then the decree. And Allah measured the decree and then the actual decree which Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed. May get a little complicated, but hang in there. فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مَتَى قُلْنَا إِنَّ الْقَضَاءُ هُوَ مَا يَقْدِيهِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي خَلْقِهِ مِنْ إِيجَادٍ أَوْ إِعْدَامٍ أَوْ تَغْيِيرٍ وَأَنَّ الْقَدَرَ سَابِقٌ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ فَإِنَّ هَذَا يُعَارِضُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Someone may say, look, if you say that the qada is whatever Allah decreed in His creation in terms of existing, not existing, or alteration, and that qadar comes first if they are used together. Qada and qadar used together, qada comes first. He said this negates the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. And He created everything and He measured it with due measurement. طيب, فإن هذه الآية ظاهرة أن التقدير بعد الخلق. According to this ayah, which comes first, تقدير أو خلق؟ وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. تقدير is before or after? After. He created everything, then He decreed the measurement. Actually, He measured it according to due measurement. طيب, the Shaykh said, فالجواب على ذلك من أحد وجهين. There are two facets of, or two ways in which we can answer this. إما أن نقول إن هذا من باب الترتيب الذكري لا المعنوي. We say this is sequence, this is stating the sequence of what is mentioned, not the meaning. It is not the meaning that is intended, rather the sequence of what has been mentioned. وإنما قدم الخلق على التقدير لتتناسب رؤوس الآيات. And the reason why خلق was given precedence or was put first in order for the ayat to rhyme, so that the ayat will sound harmonious. This is very important. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ مُوسَى أَفْضَلْ مِنْ هَارُونَ. Who is better, Musa or Harun? Everyone thinks Musa is better than Harun? Why? Good. He's from Ulul Azm. He's from those of strong determination. Musa. And then furthermore, Harun became a Rasul due to what? Due to the intercession, due to the request of Musa alayhi salam. Musa was initially appointed by Allah. Then he said, وَجَعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكُ فِي أَمْرِي إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. So anyways, we all agree Musa is better. Plus Musa, Allah spoke to him directly. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. These are specific things that are specific to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we all agree that Musa is better than Harun. And again, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. This does not in any way, shape or form undermine the status of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. No. When we say that, when we Allah said فَضَّلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضُ, Allah favored some over others. All of them are good and some were given extra qualities of excellence. As opposed to the Christians or other who when they favor a prophet over the other, they wind up degrading and disrespecting the other one. Now that we don't have. So this is how we understand لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ, meaning we do not make a distinction as in reject some or accept some or respect some or disrespect some. No, no, all of them we believe in, all of them we respect, but we know that some Allah favored with things over others. Alhamdulillah. He's the best. Same thing.
Not equal to them, Allah.
He's better than all of them.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
When we say he's better, it doesn't mean that they're no good.
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah.
طيب. ألم ترى أن موسى أفضل من هارون? Have you not seen that Musa is better than Harun? لكن قدم هارون عليه في سورة طه. في قوله تعالى عن السحرة فألقي السحرة ساجدين عفوا فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى. But in سورة طه Allah mentioned موسى before عفوا موسى after هارون. So the سحرة, the magicians, fell in prostration and they said آمنا, we have believed in the Lord of هارون and موسى. So Allah mentioned Harun first, even though Musa is better. Why? Because the ayat, all of them end with that alif. And if you were to say آمنا برب موسى وهارون, it will ruin the rhythm of the recitation. Now there are times where this happens in the Quran, but still it sounds harmonious because it's the choice of words of Allah. In this example here, it would make the whole, because the whole surah predominantly is with that. طه ما أنزلنا عليك الكتاب لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. All of it is So if this comes at the end with Harun, it's just not gonna. So here he was mentioned first. Why? مراعاة لرؤوس الآيات. To, you know, taken into consideration the end of the ayat and the sound and what have you. وهذا لا يدل على أن المتأخر في اللفظ متأخر في الرتبة. This does not mean that the one who's been mentioned latter is lesser in status. Okay, that doesn't mean that Musa is lesser in status than Harun عليه الصلاة والسلام. على كل حال. أو نقول, or there's another way we can address this issue. إن تقدير هنا بمعنى التسوية. وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. Here تقدير means proportioned. Proportioned. أي خلقه على قدر معين, meaning he created him according to a particular measurement. كقوله تعالى الذي خلق فسوى, the one who created then proportioned. فيكون التقدير بمعنى التسوية, then here تقدير means proportioning. وهذا المعنى أقرب من الأول. This is better than the first. This explanation is better than the first. لأنه يطابق تماما لقوله تعالى الذي خلق فسوى فلا أشكال. Because this is in total agreement and harmony with the statement of Allah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى, the one who created that proportion. So then what do we say? We go back to the ayah. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا is similar in meaning to الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. So قَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا is equal to سَوَّى, which is to proportion. It is no longer a matter of decree and decree. The measurement is there in terms of proportion, but it's no longer a matter of decree. So that question posed by the questioner or the one who's confused is no longer valid, because the ayah doesn't mean that. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدَرِ وَاجِبٌ. Belief in qadr is obligatory, compulsory. وَمَرْتَبَتُهُ فِي الدِّينِ أَنَّهُ أَحَدْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ السِّتَّةِ. And the status which it holds in Islam is that it is one of the six tenets or the six pillars of faith. Who knows the evidence? the evidence. The evidence about the six pillars of faith. I need the hadith. Hadith of Jibreel. Hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, known as the Hadith of Jibreel. Well, Jibreel came to the Prophet in the form of a man. Extremely dark hair, extremely white clothes, didn't look like he was traveling. He sat before the Prophet, he put his hands on his thighs, on his knees, ala rukbatay, on his knees, and he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, akhbirni an al-Islam. Tell me about Islam. Prophet ﷺ told him Islam and tashhad an la ilaha illallah. He gave him the five pillars of Islam, which you know. He told him akhbirni an al-iman. Tell me about iman. He said an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wa tu'mina bil qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi. Qala sadaqt. Qala akhbirni an al-ihsan. Qala an ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarah. Fa'in lam takun tarahu فانه يرى قال اخبرني عن الساعه قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلى من السائل قال فاخبرني عن اماراتي until the end of the hadith, which you should all have memorized. The very important hadith, because Islam, the whole thing has been put in this hadith. The five pillars of Islam, the six pillars of Iman, Ihsan, what is Ihsan, and the signs of the Day of Judgment, all of them are combined and compiled in one hadith, the hadith of Jibreel, the authentic hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Tayyib. So from there we know it's from the six pillars of Iman, because he told them أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن. And he added وتؤمن, and to believe. He didn't list it with the other five. He didn't say أن تؤمن بالله وتؤمن بملائكته وتؤمن بكتبه وتؤمن. No, he said تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر. All of these are under one تؤمن. Then when قدر came, the term was, the verb was used again. وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, the good and the bad, or the evil thereof. كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لجبريل حين قال ما الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. وللإيمان بالقدر فوائد منها. Believing in قدر brings about multiple benefits. So amongst them are the following. أولا أنه من تمام الإيمان ولا يتم الإيمان إلا بذلك. It is from the completeness of faith, and one's faith cannot be complete without believing in Qadr. And some people went to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and they told him that there are some individuals who don't believe in Qadr. He told them, tell them that I am innocent of them and they are innocent of me until they believe in Qadr. And he used to call them the Majus, the Magians of this Ummah, those who deny the Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This fitna actually started to occur or to spread out at the time of Sahaba. Yani Ibn Umar witnessed those who started to deny the Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you really, your faith cannot be sound, complete, until you believe in Qadr. ثانيا, أنه من تمام الإيمان بالربوبية لأن قدر الله من أفعاله. It is from the completeness of belief in the rububiyyah, the lordship and the mastership of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the qadr of Allah is part of the lordship of Allah. It's part of the, because Allah is al-Khaliq, al-Mudabbir, al-Musawwir, al-Malik, al-Razzaq, ila akhiri. It's part of that. It's part of that. Thalithan, thirdly, raddu al-insan umurahu ila rabbih. That the person will refer matters back to his Lord. لأنه إذا علم أن كل شيء بقضائه وقدره فإنه سيرجع إلى الله في دفع الضراء ورفعه. When he knows that everything is according to the qada and the qadr of Allah, then he will return to Allah in order for Allah to remove the harm and alleviate it. Now here the sentence says إذا علم أن كل شيء بقضائه وقدره. Here, do they mean the same thing or do they mean different things? Do they mean the same thing or different things? Qada and qadar?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Different.
Used in the same sentence.
Different
things. When they come together, each one has a more particular meaning. When they use separately, it's the same. They're synonymous. They're synonyms, by the way, they are synonyms and synonymous. It's not the same, just in case you thought I'm confused. Hey. على كل حال فإنه not that I don't make mistakes, but you know, this is not one of them, alhamdulillah. وَيُضِيفُ السَّرَّاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And then you will refer all that which is pleasing to you, all that which makes you happy, to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَعْرِفُ أَنَّا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ And you know this is strictly the bounty of Allah over you, the favor of Allah over you. When you know it's all by the qada and qadr of Allah, if a calamity strikes, then you ask Allah to remove it. If something good happens to you, you know it's from Allah, because Allah decreed it, it didn't happen by chance. There's no lucky. And even that term, I remember our Shaykh didn't like it. And he refused that we use the term lucky or good luck. Because the connotation of luck in the Christian, or let's say in the non-Muslim world, is that this has nothing to do with God. Oh, he's lucky. Meaning it's just as if Qadr is a creation of its own, or it's a God of its own, excuse me, which controls things. Now we don't have that, so the term lucky is a little problematic. But you can't really tell, impose it on people, because it's an issue of choice of words. But good luck is usually not the greatest term to use. Okay? So may Allah make it easy for you. You have an exam, instead of saying good luck at the end, may Allah give you success. But when you say good luck, there's an issue. Now, wallahu a'lam, ala kulli hal, la ikraha fi al-deen. Jameel. إذن رابعا أن الإنسان يعرف قدر نفسه ولا يفخر إذا فعل الخير. That the person will know his own limits and he does not boast when he does good deeds, because it's by the decree of Allah. And you're not because you're so special, mashallah, that you were able to pray on time or in the first row, or you were able to keep your kinship ties, or you're able to give sadaqah. It's Allah who allowed you and decreed it. Otherwise, if Allah willed, you can't wake up for salah, and you can't make it to the masjid, and you would go into the bathroom and never go out, as some people do just before salah. They just get stuck in there, and the shayateen be playing with them, whispering, your wudu is not correct, you haven't really done istinja correctly, and they spend 2 hours in the hammam, people have finished the salah and went back home, and they're still in the bathroom doing the wudu over and over again. Bismillah. 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 You see this or you don't see this? In the salah. The people that, usually in this other masjid that pray around me, oh subhanAllah, all those around me have waswasa. And At-tahiyyatul-asroor. Like this, wallahi. We finished the salah. The Imam says, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi, he says, at-tahiyyatul-at-tahiyyat. This is from the whisper. People, regular Muslims, when you talk to him, mashallah, he's normal. Beard and everything seems mia. But in here, the shayateen are playing games with this person. Whispers from, so it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah frees you from that, not because you're special, because Allah protected you from having these whispers. Alhamdulillah, you just go on salah, you have no issues. Recite the Fatiha, do the tasbih, you say the tahiyyat. Alhamdulillah, it's from the mercy of Allah. Don't think you're special. That's what the lesson is. Because sometimes we think we are, unique. We're not. خامساً هون المصائب على العبد. Fifthly, we're enumerating the benefits of believing in Qadr. This lessens the gravity of calamities, the effect that it has on you, the weight of the calamity is reduced because of your belief in Qadr. لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمُصِيبَةِ If you know that this calamity is from Allah, it makes you feel better. No matter how bad it is, it's from Allah. الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ It's from Allah. Still, meaning there must be, excuse me, something good in it. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ Whosoever believes in Allah, he guides his heart. Whosoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. قَالَ عِلْقَمَةَ أو عِلْقِمَةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ هُوَ الرَّجُلُ تُصِيبُهُ الْمُصِيبَةِ فَيَعْلَمْ أَنَّهَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فَيَرْضَى وَيُسَلِّمْ He is explaining the ayah, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ He said, it is concerning the man who has been afflicted with the calamity, And then he knows it is from Allah, so he becomes satisfied and he surrenders. Yani whatever it is, it's from Allah. You don't, because if you didn't know the source, you will become spiteful. You will have a grudge. You would want revenge. If you didn't know the source of the calamity, who did this to me? You understand what I'm saying? But if you ultimately know, whatever it is, it's from Allah. And this is not your attitude with Allah Azza wa Jal at all. Never would it be. Then you'll just be satisfied. You believe in Allah, Allah will guide your heart. And really, yani at the time of calamities, if one really wants to know his iman, if one of us wants to know where his iman stands, let him see how he reacts at the time of calamity. At the time of the loss of loved ones. We ask Allah to protect all of your loved ones. But if these things do happen, if someone, you know, they lose their composure, they panic, they overreact, and they go crazy, that means that their iman wasn't sound. The believer, no matter what, no matter how bad it is, and we've heard, you know, very saddening stories of someone, you know, two or three of his children died together in an accident. I mean, you can imagine, you've been raising these children all your life, and then all of them die at the same time. Not very easy. And you would think this person would die out of sadness. But subhanAllah, the believer, you talk to him, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And he's sad, no problem. But he still says, alhamdulillah. Why? He believed in Allah. Did this believer, they will never accept. Why? And what did I do? And they will curse, and they will accuse and blame all kinds of created things for this calamity. Sadisan, sixthly, إضافة النعم إلى مسديها, to refer the bounties back to the one who gave it, the provider, the bestower, Allah Azza wa Jal. لِأَنَّكَ إِذَا لَمْ تُؤْمِنْ بِالْقَدَرِ أَضَفْتَ النِّعْمِ إِلَى مَنْ بَشَرَ الْإِنْعَامِ. If you don't believe in Qadr, you will actually refer the bounties to the one who directly gave it to you. Like for example, now when you get your fulus at the end of the month, unless you run your own business, then you're the one paying fulus. May Allah make it easy for you. But if you get paid by someone, if you don't believe in Qadr, you really believe that fulan is the one giving you the money. When you believe in Qadr, you know that Allah already decreed this whatever amount of money 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth. It was meant to be for you. This fulan is nothing but a piece of the puzzle which Allah used for this money to come to you. Had he not been there, someone else would have been there for this money to come to you. Had you not been in this business, you would have been in another business for this money to come to you. Allah decreed that fulan will get this amount of money on this day at this time. So when you believe in that, you're no longer stuck on the individual. You realize that he's nothing but a tool used by Allah for your salary to come to you.
Is it also true that it's in pleasure time, or around pleasure time, your risk is established for the day?
No, there's a barakah. يعني بورك لأمتي في بكورها كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. يعني my ummah, the early morning is a blessed time for us. I don't know of any evidence that says that in particular. There's a hadith which says that every morning two angels descend, and one will say, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafan wa a'ti mumsikan talafa. Then an angel will ask Allah Azza wa Jal, give everyone who spends replacement, and everyone who withholds, then destroy his money. Yani things of this effect, but I don't know of a particular evidence that in the morning your sustenance is written for the day. That I don't know. Allahu a'lam. على كل حال, إذن وهذا يوجد كثيرا من الذين ينزلفون إلى الملوك والأمراء والوزراء. This is found often among those who are always, belittling themselves, or often visiting and attending to the kings and the princes and the ministers. فإذا أصابوا منهم ما يريدون جعلوا الفضل إليهم ونسلوا فضل الخالق سبحانه. When they get from these, people in charge, these people of power and authority, what they want, then they will thank them, or they will refer the bounty to fulan, and they will forget the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's Allah who bestowed this favor upon them to begin with. صحيح أنه يجب على الإنسان أن يشكر الناس لقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من صنع إليكم معروفا فكافئوه. It is correct, however, that you should thank people. You should Thank people. Many people think this is not from Islam. It is from Islam. It is from Islam. لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهَ مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, he has not thanked Allah. One who has not thanked the people. In this hadith said, whosoever does a favor for you, reciprocate him. يعني reward him. كافئوه. Reward him accordingly. ولكن يعلم أن الأصل كل الأصل هو فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى جعله على يد هذا الرجل. But you should know in the bottom of your heart that even though you're thanking fulan, it's ultimately from Allah Azza wa Jal first. But do you look for thank? Do you look for thankfulness? Now you, if someone has done a favor for you or to you, or has done you a favor, let's make it better. You're supposed to thank him according to the hadith. How about the person doing you the favor? Does he have the right, or should he expect thankfulness from you or not?
He did it for Allah.
No. Should not expect.
Can you give me an evidence? Must learn the evidence, chief. It's good to know the answer, but without an evidence, it's worthless. I agree with you. But if you're given da'wah, or if you're dealing with someone who may disagree with you, and you tell him, okay, yeah. He says, what is the evidence? He says, what do you mean? What did you base your teaching on? You need an evidence. Everyone has Surat al-Insan memorized? I think we need to do a tahfidh course. Surat al-Insan. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Verily we feed you for the sake of Allah. We do not want of you جَزَاءً, any reward, وَلَا شُكُورًا, nor do we want any thankfulness. يعني I do it for the sake of Allah. Don't say جزاك الله خير, and don't reward me with anything in return, and don't thank me, I don't need it. If you do, Alhamdulillah, and that's what is expected of you. But I don't seek it. I don't look forward to it, because if we do, then we have negated sincerity. It's no longer for the sake of Allah. I'm doing you so you can, you know, it's like a mutual benefit. So it's a very fine line between sincerity, we ask Allah to help us, and, you know, mutual worldly benefits amongst the people. That's why the brotherhood for the sake of Allah is one where when the person whom you love for the sake of Allah, you have absolutely nothing to benefit from him, but you still love him. And if there was some business between you and him, and the business it goes down the drain, you don't stop speaking to him. He remains your brother. The business didn't work out, but I love you for the sake of Allah. That's for the sake of Allah. Otherwise, many people love for the sake of benefits, under the title or the heading, loving for the sake of Allah. So we have to be very careful concerning that as well. على كل حال. سابعا, ouch, أن الإنسان يعرف به حكمة الله عز وجل. Seventhly, you are able to identify the wisdom of Allah عز وجل when you believe in Qadr. لأنه إذا نظر في هذا الكون وما يحدث فيه من تغيرات باهرة عرف بهذا حكمة الله عز وجل. بخلاف من نسي القضاء والقدر فإنه لا يستفيد هذه الفائدة. Why? If you observe the creation, if you observe the universe, and whatever occurs in this universe of amazing things, then you will be able to identify the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is unlike the one who forgets about the qadr and the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, he doesn't attain this benefit. Yani he looks at all these things as what? Things that the nature does, Mother Nature. It's just, you know, they're random. The one who believes in Qadr knows nothing moves. No wind blows, no rain drops, no leaf, you know, flies in the air, except by what Allah had already decreed. So when you have this in mind, and you see things around you which amaze you, and you reflect on the greatness and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is in harmonious order. Whereas, if you didn't look at it this way, this is a big deal for you. You wouldn't get this particular benefit. And with this we will conclude. Next, inshallah, next week we'll be dealing with the concept of khayr and shar. Very important. Very important. When we say believe in qadr khayrihi, وشرع the good and the evil. What does that mean? Is there evil decree? And can we attribute evil to Allah? And how do we understand this very technical issue? This is what we will find out inshallah next week. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.